everyone, and welcome to the Acadiana Outdoor Report. I'm Glenn Hebert. Well, here we are in 2019. Hope everyone had a great holiday season. Now, lots of folks were out in the woods and in the duck blinds, and a few of you even went fishing. Now, I don't know if last year was one of the wettest years I can remember, but it was close. The rains didn't help the inland saltwater fishing, especially Big Lake and Vermilion Bay. Sure, the redfish bite stayed on, but the speckled trout run that we usually get in the fall really never took off. Now, that might not be so bad since fewer trout were caught and maybe more fish will be in those bodies of water this year. Now, some areas will improve with the added water from the rains. Locally, Miller's Lake, which won't open until after duck season closes, is full, and that opens up lots of areas to the spawn of sockeye and bass. Farther up north, Toledo Bend has a pool level above 170 feet, which usually means that bass fishing this spring should be great in the bushes. John Dean, who has been guiding on the lake for over 30 years, said that bass should be shallow as the water starts to warm up. Now, he has been catching some nice bass on flukes in 5 to 7 feet of water on the milder days. Now, you may think that high water after a rain is only good for catfishing, and lots of people really do well. But every time we get a good rain, Gunnar Waldman of Abbeville hits the rice field canals and roadside ditches south of Kaplan and Abbeville for sockeye. Gunnar made several trips during the last 2 weeks and was rewarded with some really nice catches of sockeye all on jigs. Gunnar said to look for clean water coming out of the cuts and the sockeye will be feeding. Now, he doesn't catch a bunch, but his average catch is between 10 to 15 nice slabs. Now, I also spoke to James at Cajun Tackle in Lake Charles, and he said that, again, it has been lights out for the redfish down at Big Lake, especially around the weirs. James said that people are using gulps, soft plastics tipped with shrimp, and bait shrimp on a hook to catch those reds. Now, as our duck season winds down, James said that the duck season has actually improved over the last 2 weeks. Areas like Thornwell, Sabine Refuge, and the marsh north of Holly Beach are producing some really good kills of teal, gray ducks, and some mallards. He said that the Thornwell area is really holding a lot of geese and hunters are doing well on the specklebellies on days when the ducks are slow. Our dove season is still open, and over the holidays, Ken Lejeune, Keith Cahannon, and Larry Bibber and myself headed down to South Texas to dove hunt. Now, we made 3 hunts and had limits each day. Some hunts were easier because of the winds had the birds heading into it, and one hunt had the birds zinging by with 20 to 25 mile an hour winds at their backs. Lots of shooting, and that's the fun part. Deer season winds down also, and plenty of deer were killed the last 2 weeks. I saw we're up in Kennesaw Parish, at least 10 8-point or better bucks were killed last month. Rabbit and squirrel season goes through the end of February, and more hunters would target them, especially after duck and deer season closes. Well, I hope you have a great weekend and be safe out there, and I'll talk to you next time on the Acadiana Outdoor Report.